From shows taped in a field to episodes filmed in a hallway, TV's late-night talk show hosts have found a wide variety of ways to keep broadcasting while in social isolation. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has the scoop on who's succeeding and who is stumbling in the effort to keep America laughing in late night.
When you're used to a theater full of fans chanting your name every night, it's tough to adapt to cracking jokes in your home in front of a few cameras and your family. Late Show host Stephen Colbert greeted viewers last night with this.
How are you guys doing tonight? I can't hear you because I'm alone. So alone.
It's a Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Like many late night hosts who've returned to TV, including Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon, Colbert struggled at first with where to film, what to wear, and how to be funny without the energy of an audience's reaction.
Today, Senator Bernie Sanders announced he was dropping out of the 2020 Democratic race. I guess during a pandemic, crazy ideas like Medicare for All just don't resonate.
Yeah. In fact, hosts who don't interact with the audience so much seem to do better in this new environment, like Last Week Tonight host John Oliver. He's filming his HBO show from home after people at the show's studio and his office building had confirmed cases of coronavirus.
Handling a crisis well is not inherently political. I never really liked Andrew Cuomo before this, but I will admit, he's doing admirably well, and I can't wait to get to the other side of this when I can go back to being irritated by him again.
ABC's Jimmy Kimmel scores by getting his kids involved in his opening theme.
Jimmy Kimmel Live!
Then he climbs through a window in his house to prove the background wasn't a special effect.
Why would I set up a green screen in my house to make it look like I'm in my house?
Daily Show host Trevor Noah has had some great interviews from his couch on his daily social distancing show. But the program really drew attention with a video called Heroes of the Pandemic, featuring pundits who initially downplayed the risk from coronavirus.
The coronavirus is the common cold, folks.
This is one of those cases where the more I learn about coronavirus, the less concerned I am.
Now, Ellen DeGeneres isn't a late night host, but this week she returned to her daytime talk show and immediately landed in hot water on social media with this joke.
This is like being in jail, is what it is. It's mostly because I've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days and everyone in here is gay.
Yeah, a celebrity comparing isolation in a spacious home to prison when there's serious fear of an outbreak in actual jails, maybe not the best move. But my favorite moment comes from a new online show by actor John Krasinski. He created a program on YouTube called Some Good News, and he earned nearly 9 million page views with an episode featuring the original cast of Hamilton, including creator Lin-Manuel Miranda, serenading a young fan via web video. Watching all this, it's heartening to see talented producers and performers using their creativity to bring audiences together during a calamity that's led to so many of us being kept apart. I'm Eric Deggans.